Welcome to the Prophetic Portal with Hector Santos, where the focus is on dreams, visions, prophecy, angels, and all things supernatural. The kingdom of Jesus Christ is the true portal to the spiritual realm. This podcast is brought to you by GeForce Ministries.
Hello, welcome back to the Prophetic Portal. This is Hector Santos, lead servant here at GeForce Ministries. We are a prophetic equipping ministry, and what that means is that we have classes and courses, and we want today's generation to know that God is alive and well. We want people to be able to encounter His love and encounter His voice. And therefore, we offer these different things. You can always visit us on our website, g-forceministries.org, and just take a look around and look at the things that we offer. Today, I wanted to make this recording. I actually felt a sudden inspiration. What's funny is that the people who know me, I have that type of personality that I am not the best administrator. In other words, I don't like to sit down and plan things out. I do, because I think everybody needs to plan their lives out to some degree, but I'm more spontaneous. My gift is spontaneous. Thoughts come to me very suddenly. When I prophesy and I speak prophetically over people, those are messages that just come suddenly to me in the spirit, and I know that I need to go and call this person or text that person and just communicate the message that I'm getting. And people who know me, you know that I'm very spontaneous. So today I was working on something completely different. Truth be known, I had a manuscript out in front of me, and I have several books that I'm always working on at the same time. Yep, I always keep 4 or 5 manuscripts, and they're all at different levels of completion. And today I was reading through some of them and just figuring out, okay, which manuscript do I want to work on today and get the next book up and rolling and get it ready. And in the midst of all that, suddenly I had a sudden download from the Holy Spirit. I felt the angels around me suddenly bring a download to me. And when that happens, I know I'm hearing the voice of God, and I know that I'm being led from the Lord, led by the Lord. And the download that came to my heart with such clarity was that I felt that God was saying He wanted me to do a podcast and share with everyone the experience that marked my life as a kid and put me on a path where I would walk with a desire to know the voice of God. So that's what I'm going to share with you on this podcast. I'm going to share with you a personal experience that I went through as a kid that marked my life forever, okay? And I pray that it's a blessing to you. And this is, you know, I do share this experience publicly here and there. I did write about it on the surface in my first book. My first book is called Anointed Detectives, Discerning the Voice of God in Our Everyday Lives. If you haven't read that book and you want to know how to hear the voice of God, well, then what are you waiting for? Go to my store on the website and order that book. We have it in English. And yes, we sat down, me and my mom sat down and translated that baby into Spanish. We have it fully available in Spanish. If you prefer the Spanish language, or you know someone in your life who prefers the Spanish language, well, then they can benefit from this book too. Listen, this book has a chapter on, it's a how-to book, how to hear the voice of God. There's a chapter on dreams, a chapter on visions, a chapter on night visions. There's a chapter on prophetic events that happen all around us. Listen, you got to get your hands on that book. So I highly recommend that. And in that book, I do kind of give a quick little highlight to what I'm going to share with you today. So, okay, no more delay. Let me get into this. I grew up in a house where I used to go to church. We grew up in a Pentecostal charismatic church. And I was going there since I was a kid, as far back as I can remember. And because of that, you know, we saw a lot of things that if you are familiar with the Pentecostal church, the charismatic church, you'll know what I'm talking about. There's a lot that we were exposed to, a lot that we saw that was normal to us. And we heard phrases and people saying things like, you know, God told me, or, you know, I hear God saying. We've heard things like that and never really gave it much more thought than that. When I was also a kid, there was something that my mom implemented at home that we used to do, and in Spanish, we call it culto familiar. Culto familiar, and basically translated, what that means is we had family worship. So every day when me and my siblings got home from school, we wouldn't go right into doing homework. We would be able to get a snack. And then my uncle created these little wooden benches for us because, see, we lived in an apartment upstairs. And downstairs, my aunt and her kids lived downstairs. So we were all connected, me and my cousins. And all of us, you know, we'd get home from school. We'd go upstairs, me and my siblings. My cousins would go downstairs. And everyone's grabbing a snack. And we had about 10, 15 minutes to grab our wooden pew, because my uncle made wooden pews with all, and he etched our names into all of them. And then we would go down to the basement and make this big circle and sit on our little wooden pews, our individual chairs. And in that place, my mom or my aunt, they would read us and tell us a Bible story. And we would ask questions, and we would sing songs. And we did that for about an hour. And then after that, then we would be released to go, you know, work on our homework, do our chores, you know, into the rest of the evening. So that was our daily routine. We had culto familiar every day, Monday through Friday after school. So one Saturday, my mom and my aunt, they had to run errands. So it was a beautiful day, and we were all just sitting around, us upstairs, me and my siblings, some of my cousins came upstairs, and they were like, oh man, what do you guys want to do today? Do we play this game? Do we play that game? You know, and I don't know who brought it up, but somebody said, hey, let's have a culto familiar without the adults. Let's have our own family worship time. And we were like, oh, cool. You know, it just sounded like such a great idea. So we were all on board, and everyone runs and grabs their Bibles, and we grabbed our wooden chairs, and we didn't go to the basement. We stayed right there in our house upstairs, the apartment upstairs. And we made a circle in the living room. And what ended up happening next was my cousin Lourdes, I remember she's the oldest one, so she was going to preach. She was going to be the preacher for the day. And so we sat there, and Lourdes, I don't remember what Bible story she told us, but she shared a Bible story with us. We sang songs. We had a wonderful time like we normally would at any culto familiar. And at the very end of it, we decided that we would make a prayer circle to dismiss. So we all got in a circle and we held hands, and I remember closing my eyes to pray. The only thing is that when I closed my physical eyes, I realized that the moment I closed my eyes, I could still see the living room very clearly. And that puzzled me. I remember thinking, why can I? So I opened my eyes. I looked around again, and everybody had their eyes closed because we were praying to dismiss. So I closed my eyes again. And this time when I closed my eyes, I still saw the living room very clearly, but I saw something else. Something was standing in the middle of our prayer circle. And when I say to you that it was the most demonic looking being I have ever seen in my life, this thing looked like it was tall. It looked like 6 feet tall. It looked like it had just a terrible, you know, expression on its face, and it was there to destroy me. I was very intimidated by this experience, and therefore what I did was, I did what any kid would do at my age. I was about 8 years old at the time. I started crying. And I remember I was holding my sister Joanne's hand, and Joanne turned to me and she was like, Hector, what's wrong? And I said, Joanne, I see this demon looking thing in the middle of the circle. And Joanne said, oh, that's the enemy trying to intimidate you. Don't let him do that. Take authority. You have authority over him. My mom and my aunt, they had taught us as children that anytime anything intimidating happened, we had authority over the enemy. So we knew about personal authority over the enemy. So I mustered up all the courage I could muster up, and I said, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over you and I command you to leave. And that spirit that was standing in the middle of our prayer circle, which it seemed to be that I was the only one to be able to see it, disappeared and left, but another one showed up in its place. And this one had another horrendous looking face and expression. So I started crying again. And my sister said, what's wrong? And I said, Joanne, there's another one. And she says, well, you know what to do. Get to work. Command it to leave. And I said, in the name of Jesus. And then at that point, everyone in the prayer circle realized what was going on. And it's like our prayer took on like more of an authoritative stance. We started commanding the enemy to leave. We started demanding that he leave in the name of Jesus. And when I saw that next one, I said, in the name of Jesus, I command you to leave. And that one left, but another one came in its place. And it's like their faces were changing. And I'll say to you that the companies that create those Halloween masks, I'm telling you, they know exactly what they're doing. I mean, that is demonically inspired, because these spirits I was seeing, it was like one by one, they all had these horrendous looking faces, and it looked like the faces of, like, they were wearing Halloween masks, just the real grotesque looking ones. They had, you know, the ones with, you know, a knife protruding out of the head, you know, some of them had like blood, you know, coming from their eyes. It was just horrendous and traumatizing. So I'm doing what I can to be courageous, but one after another kept rising up, and one after another, just, you know, I'd command one to leave. And then I was hoping that that would be the last one. And I'd open my eyes and there'd be another one standing there with another expression. And it was one by one. And I'm telling you, this was like me being thrown in the middle of a major battle. And I didn't realize, but they were there for me. They were there looking at me. The intensity, the hate that I felt, the fear that I felt coming off of them was aimed all at me. And I was wondering why anyone else, you know, no one could see this, but I'm taking authority, and they were helping me pray. And one by one, we were just completely taking authority. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know how long that fight took place, but we fought. We got our courage together and we just fought. And you know, I kept breaking down crying, but my sister was like my strength. She kept just standing there with me saying, you keep going, you keep moving forward. And we just completely took authority. And like I said, I don't know how long it took, but eventually something broke. When the last one disappeared, all of a sudden, I stood there and I kept my eyes closed. Remember, because even though my physical eyes were closed, the eyes of my spirit were wide open. I could still see the living room and everyone, even though my eyes were closed. And that's when I realized, wow, my spirit has eyes. And it's true. For those of you who understand the prophetic, we've been given spiritual eyes to see. And the problem, the reason why many people don't hear the voice of God, is they go by what their natural eyes show them, but they don't know how to activate the spiritual eyes given to us by the Holy Ghost to see in the spirit and see what the truth is. There's so much power released when you learn how to see in the spirit and see God's perspective. See, the world, there's so much going on in the world, and there's so many narratives out there, and the world is trying to get you to see everything from the world's view, but those that understand that they have eyes in their spirit will look and see from the realm of God, the truth of what God is saying. For everyone else, there was no one else in that room. But for me, I could see through the eyes of my spirit. And I saw that there were demonic beings there that were sent there from the pit of darkness to traumatize me, to humiliate me, to cause me to not step into the next point that I'm about to share with you, because little did I know that that whole encounter led me to this experience that marked my life forever. So, okay, the last spirit left, and I stood there with my eyes closed, and all of a sudden, this peace. I knew the battle was over, because this peace just invaded my room. This peace came flooding in, and I felt safe. I felt secure. I didn't even want to open my eyes. I still saw the living room. There was no more spirit standing there. But with my physical eyes closed, my spiritual eyes were seeing just a new peace coming into the room. And I stood there drinking it in. It's almost like when you're terrified and then you realize somebody's there and you're safe. Oh, you know, like the relief. I felt such deep, deep relief. And in that moment, I just stayed there. Still, I didn't move a muscle. I just drank in the relief and the peace that I felt. And then I saw a vision. Folks, I've had encounters with God since I was a kid. I've seen angels in my room. I've had dreams with angels. I've had dreams with Jesus. Many, many encounters with God since I was a kid. It's not the first time I saw a demon. I have to say that. I've seen, you know, demons. Those were not fun, but I had those experiences as a kid. So, you know, but I've never seen a type of vision like the one I saw after the last spirit disappeared. Suddenly, it's like with my eyes closed, I could see with 1,000,000% clarity, as if a TV screen were right in front of my face. It wasn't blurry. It wasn't choppy. It was full-blown Technicolor. If you can think about the most advanced TV technology where everything just looks so crisp and clear where you can reach in, that's what began to play in front of me. It's like I began to see a slideshow right in front of me. And I saw three slides. The first slide that I saw in front of me, all of a sudden I saw this beautiful golden clock. It was like a square form. It looked like a big square, but in the middle was a round face of a clock. And I was looking at a clock. It was very delicate. It was very beautiful. Suddenly it's like somebody clicked next because the slide changed. And now with 1,000,000% clarity, I'm seeing a bridge, and not just any bridge. It was like one of those aqueduct bridges. And if you don't know what that is, I would encourage you to Google it. It's one of those bridges where underneath there are these designs. You know, it's usually the bridge over the river. There are these beautiful designs like an aqueduct. You just have to Google what it is. But that's the type of bridge. I saw a bridge bridging one side to another side. It was a beautiful bridge. And then the final picture that I saw was I saw what to me seemed like an African village, and I saw a lot of straw huts. And as I was looking at these straw huts, there was a dark lady walking with a basket on her head. She had a basket on her head, and that was that. And all of a sudden, as soon as the third slide played in front of me, here I was again back in the living room. I'm in the living room. I'm aware of what I just saw. I'm feeling a peace that flooded my heart. And suddenly I just slowly opened my eyes. When I opened my eyes, my sister, you know, everyone in that prayer circle, they were all just staring at me like, what's going on? So I said, they asked me, they said, are they gone? I said, yes. Yeah. Those spirits, those evil spirits, they're gone. And they said, oh, amen. Amen. So we rejoiced in that. But then I said, hey, I saw something. And they said, well, what'd you see? And I began to explain to them what I saw with those three slides that played in front of me on that screen. And I knew that those slides had to do with my future. So now the meeting's over. We were pondering, wondering what that whole thing was about, and we couldn't figure it out. So we moved on to the next thing, and that was that. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. That day, that experience marked my life. I had had many encounters, but after seeing that beautiful TV screen, it opened up in me such a desire to know the voice of God that to this day, many, many, many years later, I was about 8 years old back then. Now I'm much older. Now I have a ministry where I'm teaching people how to see in the spirit, how to hear the voice of God. The highest pleasure that I have is to hear when God speaks to my life and to walk in it. It is amazing. To this day, I'm still walking in that and still super excited that God speaks to my life. So if you were to ask yourself, well, Hector, what did that mean? Looking back on that event, the reason why I marked my life so much is because I realized looking back that God was showing me what was going to take place in my life. All those demons that I saw that we had to take authority over, shortly, I was about 8 years old, but shortly, a few years after that, when I hit my early teens, I rebelled on every level you can imagine. And now I realize why I had to do that. It was like I was fighting for my future because once I hit my preteens, forget it. I was the most rebellious. I was the most disrespectful person you could ever meet. And immediately I was, because I was so full of rebellion and anger and rage, I found myself in the realm of the occult. I found myself in the realm looking to practice witchcraft. I was being pulled in that direction. There were certain spirits trying to lead me in that direction. I ended up there. I ended up almost being put in a boy's home. I ended up in just such a bad place at such an early age. And that's what this thing was prophesying when I was a young kid. It was prophesying, you're going to go through a time where you're going to have to fight all these things coming at you. And it's true. All these different things came at me. But when I turned 16, something happened. It's like I suddenly remembered. I found myself at the altar of a church, giving my life to Christ, renouncing witchcraft, renouncing rebellion, renouncing all the stuff that I got involved in. And I found myself surrendering my heart to Christ. And all of a sudden, I remembered when I was a kid. I remembered the angels. I remembered experiences with God. And suddenly, the voice of God began speaking to my life again. And then I, after that, those slides that I saw, I knew what God was prophesying to me was that, one, the clock that I saw represented that in time, the bridge, I would transition in my life. And three, that place that I saw in Africa is that I would be a messenger for the Lord to go to different places and communicate over people what God was saying. Now, to this day, I'll be honest, I've been invited to Africa, never been there. At the time where I received those invitations, it just didn't quite work out for me. But I have been to South America. I've been to the Caribbean. I've been to Central America. I've been across the U.S. in different places. And I train online. I have a prophetic school. I have a school for prophets online where prophets are connected to us in different nations. We've got folks in Asia. We've got folks in Australia, folks in Europe, across the U.S., and I do mentor prophets all the time. So in essence, even though I haven't technically been to Africa, actually there was one time I did spend time with a prophet from Africa, mentoring him online. And I'm hoping it was a very short window, but I'm hoping we can reconnect and move in that direction. All that to say that whether I actually physically go or not that I'm not trying to do anything unless God opens the door, makes it happen. I do see God doing something beautiful online. It's beautiful when you realize God has a plan for your life. It's beautiful when you start seeing the plan come together. And maybe you, when you were a kid, maybe you didn't have that vision where God, a vision or a dream where God showed things to you in advance. But I want to assure you, God has a plan for your life, and it is a beautiful plan. And all you need to do is surrender and know that even in your life, the highs and the lows, all of it, God will use it to propel you forward so that you can find the place of your assignment that he's given you so that you can live out here on the earth. You are so connected to God. You are so connected to heaven. And when you look back at the end of your life, you're going to see that the assignment you had on the earth was the assignment uniquely given to you so that you can expand heaven on earth. We are all called to expand heaven on earth in our own unique way. I'm not going to try to be anyone else. You don't try to be anyone else. Just be your authentic self. And you'll find that the things that you love to do, the desires that you have, that the talents that you have, the giftings that you have, even some of your hobbies, all of that is connected to your heavenly assignment so that you can do what God has called you to do. Some people are counselors and they expand the heaven on earth by providing counseling to friends and families. Some people are accountants and they expand the kingdom of heaven by helping others with numbers and text preparation and things like that. Don't ever think that that's not important. Those things are important. And for me, ever since I was little, God put within me the desire to teach humanity that God is alive and well, and he speaks to us on a daily basis. And guess what, folks? I'm doing that today. He showed me that when I was a kid. He talked to me about it way back then. And here I am as a mature person in my life, as an adult, doing it full time. And it's something that I absolutely have a passion for and enjoy. So I pray that my experience encourages you. I pray that it shows you how, even in my own example, how God led me when he was a kid, when I was a kid, how he led me from where I was to where I am today, and everything that I'm walking in fits me like a glove. And I pray that that encourages you, and that likewise that you would understand that God has something special just for you. It'll fit you like a glove. Whenever I go to churches and I preach that, and I share with the congregation, God has a call for you, and it's a beautiful call, and it's a call that you are going to absolutely love. You know, it's funny. I could see people drinking that in. I don't know why, but it's just like there must be some lie out there that whatever God wants you to do, you're going to absolutely hate. I'm going to tell you something. That is not true. God is going to call you and give you the talents and the passion to want to do what he is calling you to do. It's going to fit you like a glove. So I don't know exactly who this is for, why suddenly God interrupted my day and led me to record this, but I pray that my experience encourages you. I also want to encourage you as well for parents, you know, if you're parents of little ones, that you talk to them about God, that you let them know, and that you understand that God has a plan for your children. He wants to show that to you. He wants to speak to you about their lives and highlight to you the gifts and the talents they have, so that as a counselor, you can help guide them into the direction that's going to be the path that God has laid out for them. It's amazing. It's exciting. It gets us out of the world's perspective that we're just here taking up space. You are not just here taking up space. You are here sent here by God with a heaven mission, a heaven assignment. And as you step into it, you're going to love it. And as you step into it, you're going to bring God such glory, and you're going to expand the kingdom of heaven. God bless you. Amen. And we'll come back with more podcasts very soon. Find your assignment, walk in it, give God glory, and expand the kingdom of heaven.